morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
各位兄弟姐妹，早。
It's good to be back here this morning to preach God's word to you.
很高兴今天早上能再和大家一起分享主的信息。
How are you this morning?
大家早上如何？
All awake.
清醒吗？
Some of you might be staying late last night watching football.
有些人可能昨晚熬夜看球。
Did you?
No.
Okay. All right, today we come to the last part of Stephen's life on earth. And it's going to be quite exciting. I hope you turn with me to Acts chapter 7, verse 54 to verse 60.
今天我们来到斯蒂凡的最后生命的最后一段时间。
Yep.
使徒行传七章五十四到六十节。
Yep, I'll read to you in English. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God.And Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul.And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Stephen has been remembered in history as the first martyr of the Christian faith.
斯提凡在历史上是第一个基督教信仰的烈士。
The first of seven men of good repute to be chosen as the first deacons of the early church.
是七个有好名声的人的第一个，他是第一批他被选的那个执事。
Now these deacons were chosen to look into the welfare of widows in the daily food distribution.
他们被拣选是因为他们要分布那些寡妇的那个每日食品分配的那个福利。
Now he has been described in Acts chapter 6 as a man full of faith.And of the Holy Spirit.
他被形容为一个大有信心、充满圣灵的人。
Now Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people.
斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
Many church fathers like Jerome even praised Stephen as a man of great learning and eloquence.
许多教会的牧师像Jerome 称赞斯蒂凡是一个很有学问和很有口才的人。
He was truly a remarkable young man.
他的确是一个很了不起的年轻人。
Now it is assumed that he is a Hellenistic Jew.
他被认为是一个说希利尼化的希腊的那个犹太人。
Now someone who was born a Jew but is Greek influence and Greek speaking.
一个出生是犹太人，但是受到希腊人的影响和说希腊人的话的人。
I'm Jakangtang, right? Born Chinese, speak English.
他是华人，但是讲英文。
Yeah, so this is something of similar to Stephen. He was born a Jew, but was Greek speaking.
这和斯蒂凡一样，他出生是一个犹太人，但是他说希腊话。
Now this explains why he would have a Greek name, Stephanos.
这也解释了为什么他有一个希腊的名字斯提法诺斯。
Even though he was a Jew by birth.
即使他出生是一个犹太人。
Now his name in Greek means crown.
他的名字在希腊语的意思是王冠。
Now, traditionally, Stephen has been invested with a crown of martyrdom.
斯蒂凡常被当成是殉道的那个象征。
If you could see in the picture, he has always often been depicted in art with three stones and the martyr's palm.
他的那个画常常被看有那个三个石头和那个烈士的手掌。
Now, his speech in Acts chapter 7 is considered to be the lengthiest of all speeches in Acts.
他在使徒行传第七章里的演说被认为是最长的。
Now, even though he was a Greek-speaking Jew, he knew the history of Israel well.
虽然他是一个说希腊话的犹太人，但他对犹太人的以色列的那个历史非常清楚。
However, many have observed there are at least five discrepancies in his speech.
然而，许多人发现他的那个演说里有五个差异。
Now, some believe that they were done intentionally by Stephen to state a certain theological position.
有一些人认为斯蒂凡是故意这样做的，为的是要说明一些神学的立场。
Now, as he was brought on trial before the Sanhedrin, Luke described his face to be like an angel.
他被带到公会前受审的时候， 路加形容他的面貌好像天使的面貌
，glowing， and maybe good looking, I suppose.
啊，泛着亮光，应该是挺好看的。
But again, it was not his looks that we are impressed with, but his faith.
啊，不是他的面貌让我们留下深刻的印象，而是他的信心。
So traditionally, the focus in the story of Stephen Stoning has always been on martyrdom.
啊，在传统上，斯蒂凡故事的焦点是他的那个殉道。
He was the first Christian martyr to be stoned to death for his faith.
他是第一个基督教烈士被啊乱石砸死。
Now his death remains a testimony of hope for Christians who face persecutions today.
他的死亡对信仰受到迫害，甚至是面对死亡的基督徒是一个希望的见证。
This is true, of course.
啊，这当然是真的。
But if this is the only thing we remember about Stephen, I feel that we may have missed the focus of the speech.
如果这是我们记得斯蒂凡唯一的事情，我们可能会忽略了他的主要的那个重点。
I believe that it is more than just martyrdom.
啊，我相信不单单是殉道。
It is really about how God is at work in restoring the world through three greatest men of faith in the Old Testament.
啊，是关于神如何通过那个旧约里面三个伟大的人物。亚伯拉罕、约瑟和摩西来恢复世界。
Abraham, Joseph, and Moses. It is not simply a historical account of Israel's past.
它不单单是一个以色列的历史事件。
But a theological account of how God is reigning on his throne.
而是神宝座的神学事件。
Now Stephen tells them that God, the Most High, does not dwell in the house made by hands.
啊，斯蒂凡告诉他们，上帝不会住在人手所造的屋子。
Now this is in reference to the temple.
这也就是指那个圣殿。
The Jews associated the temple with the presence of God.
啊，犹太人把圣殿和上帝同在并为一谈。
But sometimes they forget that the temple is only holy because God, who is holy, dwells in it.
但是他们有时候忘记了圣殿的圣洁是因为圣洁的上帝的同在。
The temple without God is merely a building made by humans.
没有神同在的圣殿，也就单单是一个人手所造的房子。
Nothing more.
啊，就是这么简单。
This is not to say that the temple is not important.
这并不是说圣殿不重要。
It is important as far as it remains as a place of worship for the Jews.
它仍然是让犹太人敬拜的一个重要的地方。
But the temple was never meant to be a permanent dwelling place of God.
但圣殿并不是让上帝永久居住的地方。
But now there is a new temple, a temple that is not built by humans.
啊，但现在有一个新的圣殿，一个不是由人手所建造的圣殿。
It is not made by human hands.
也不是由人手所建造的圣殿。
We no longer need the old temple, for we have the new.
我们再也不需要旧的圣殿，因为我们已经有了一个新的圣殿。
The new temple is Jesus Christ.
新的圣殿是耶稣基督。
The Son of Man who sits at the right hand of the Father.
坐在父右边的人子。
Turn with me to the Bible. Let's read again verses 51 to 53.
我们再看一下51到53节
，which contains Stephen's response and charge against the Jewish leadership.
它包含了斯蒂凡对犹太人的领袖的应对和控告。
So this is what he said. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the... continue.
你们这些应着景象、心与耳未受割礼的人，时常抗拒圣灵。你们的祖宗怎么样，你们也怎样。
Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的呢？
And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one.
他们也把那预先传说那义者要来的人杀了。
Whom you have now betrayed and murdered.
如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。
You who received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it.
你们受了天使所传的律法，竟不遵守。
So those who heard these things were enraged.
那些听到这话的人都非常生气。
Who does he think he is?
他认为他是谁呢？
Where does he find the guts to say these things?
他哪里找到这种胆量来说这些话？
How dare him?
他怎么敢？
But this was not the straw that broke the camel's back.
但这不是那个导火线。
Luke tells us that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, and saw the glory of God.
路加告诉我们斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀。
He saw a vision of Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
又看见耶稣站在上帝的右边。
Now he might have lived if he kept his vision to himself.
如果他没有把他所看见的景象啊说出来，他可能还活着。
But he did not.
但是他没有。
Instead, he told them about it.
相反的，他把他所看见的告诉他们。
Actually, it's just one sentence.
其实就只有一句话。
But it was more than enough for the Jews to bear.
但对犹太人来说，这也太多了。
All he said was, "Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God."
他只是说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
Now, for Stephen to make the claim, same claim about Jesus being the Son of Man in his vision, is theologically remarkable.
史提凡在他所看见的里做出那同样耶稣是人子的宣称，在神学上是异乎寻常的。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 69, Jesus had spoken similar words.
在路加福音第二十二章六十九节，耶稣曾说过类似的话。
Now, but from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God.
从今以后，人子要坐在神全能的右边。
Only Stephen had spoken the phrase Son of Man other than Jesus himself.
只有斯提凡说过人子这句话。
Some of you may have noticed that Stephen's vision is slightly different from Jesus.
你们有些人可能已经注意到斯提凡的版本跟有些不一样。
Can you spot the difference?
你们发现他的不一样吗？
Anyone?
有人吗？
In Stephen's version, the Son of Man was standing, while in Jesus' version, he was sitting.
在斯提凡的版本里，人只是站着；但在耶稣的版本里，他是坐着。
Why so?
为什么会这样呢？
Some scholars believe that in Stephen's version, the Son of Man was standing in preparation to welcome Stephen in his dying moment.
有些学者认为，斯提凡的版本里，人只站着是因为在准备迎接那奄奄一息的斯提凡。
Of course, some do not see a significant difference between standing and sitting.
当然。Yep. 有些人不觉得站着和坐着有什么不一样。
Other than a variation of expression, they mean the same thing.
除了在表达上有不一样之外，其实是一样的。
Now some think that the standing position represents the resurrected Christ in heaven.
有些人认为站立的姿势代表着在天上复活的基督。
Whichever the case, Stephen's vision is a vindication of his testimony.
不管什么情况下啊。斯提凡的所看见的景象是对他的辩护的证词。
I like what Wan Ling was talking about earlier in the worship.
我喜欢刚才婉玲所说的。
She was talking about how she could not imagine how he would have felt in his dying moments.
她说到她无法想象斯提凡在他临死前的感受。
Such a vision of seeing God, seeing the heavens open, must have given him the assurance.That nothing in this world could have given him.
看到天开了这个景象，是给他很大的那个鼓励。
What an honor for Stephen to see the heavens open.
是何等的荣誉。
To see the glory of God before your eyes.
看见神的荣耀。
In his vision, Stephen saw Jesus standing next to God.
他看见耶稣基督站在。上帝的旁边。
But in his speech, he declares that it was the Son of Man who was standing next to God.
但在他演说里，他说是人子站在上帝旁边。
It was more than enough for the Jews to bear.
这个让犹太人受不了。
It was utter blasphemous for anyone, even the Son of Man, to stand next to God.
这对任何人来说是彻底的亵渎，甚至是人子站在上帝的旁边。
To a Jew, God is unparalleled.
对。犹太人来说，上帝是无法相比的。
No one can stand next on par with God.
没有人可以和上帝平起平坐。
They covered their ears to stop themselves from hearing any more of such blasphemy.
他们捂着耳朵企图不要听到这样的亵渎。
They were yelling at the top of their voices to drown out Stephen's words.
他们大呼小叫，企图掩盖那个斯提凡的话。
They removed their garments and laid them at the feet of Saul.
他们把衣服脱掉。放在扫罗的脚前。
Some believe that their garments were removed to give them greater freedom in stoning Stephen.
有些人认为他们把衣服脱掉是要让他们有更大的活动空间来丢向斯提凡丢石头。
Now Stephen's final prayer, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, parallels Jesus' final cry in Luke chapter 23.
斯提凡最后的祈祷主耶稣收我的灵魂。 和耶稣在路加福音里的最后呼喊有相似的地方。
So in Luke, it records, Then Jesus calling out with a loud voice said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
And after saying this, he breathed his last.
说了这话，气就断了。
These words are part of an ancient Jewish prayer based on Psalms 31 verse 5.
这些话是一个根据诗篇31章5节的古老犹太祈祷的一部分。
Which children were taught to pray at bedtime.
是教导小孩子们在睡觉前的祷告。
So he says, Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
他说，我将我的灵魂交在你手里，耶和华诚实的神啊。
Following that, Stephen also prayed for forgiveness for his persecutors.
随后斯提凡也为他的逼害他的人祈求宽恕。
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
Again, this reminds us of Jesus' prayer on the cross.
这也提醒我们耶稣在十字架上的祈祷。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Then Luke tells us that when Stephen had said this, he fell asleep.
路加告诉我们，当斯提凡说了这话之后，他睡着了。
The early Christians often used the concept of sleep for death.
早期的基督徒常常用睡的概念来代表死亡。
Even at Christian funerals today, some pastors continue to use sleep to describe the state of the deceased.
即使在今天的那个基督教的葬礼，一些牧师还是使用睡觉这个词来代表死者。
And when they wake, they will be welcomed into the arms of our Lord Jesus.
当他们醒了，他们将被主接到他们的主耶稣的怀里。
It's indeed a very beautiful picture that we can imagine.
是一个多美的景象。
Now there is a big debate surrounding this passage.
有一个很大的辩论围绕着这个经文。
Was Stephen condemned to stone by a formal verdict before the Sanhedrin, or was he lynched by the mob?
斯提凡的死刑是公会的一个正式的裁决，还是他被暴民处以那个私刑
？What do you think?
你认为呢
？Now he started with a formal trial before the Sanhedrin.
一切开始于在公会前的审讯。
But as his speech went on, emotions were stirred, and things got out of hand.
随着他的演说，事情一发不可收拾。
And so the mob decided to take things into their own hands.
暴徒就决定私自采取行动。
Now there is no mention of a formal verdict. They say that you, Stephen, will be stoned to death by the Sanhedrin.
没有一个正式的审判说，斯提凡将被判死刑。
So I believe that he was stoned to death by what we call the mob justice.
我相信他被乱石打死是属于暴徒的私刑。
Even though the Mishnah laws allow for stoning as punishment for blasphemy, formerly the victims were taken outside the city.
尽管密西拿法律允许那个死刑作为那个亵渎的惩罚。
So according to the law, they must be stripped.And push over a cliff 10 to 12 feet high.
根据那个法律，他们的衣服将被剥光，然后从十到十二尺高的悬崖推下去。
They were then rolled over on their chest, and the first witness would push a big boulder from the cliff above.
他们被翻转过来，第一个见证人把一个大石头从上面推下去。
In the unlikely event that the victim survived his first smashing, the second witness.Was to roll a second boulder from the cliff.
万一那个被判刑的侥幸生存下来，第二个见证人也会把一个石头从上面推下去。
We cannot be certain how the stoning of Stephen was actually conducted.
我们不能确定斯提凡的是如何被乱石打死。
But if we believe that it was mob justice instead of a formal verdict, then it is likely that for Stephen to have died on the spot outside the city.From multiple thrown stones from the witnesses.
但如果我们相信斯提凡是的那个是属于暴民正义的话，而不是一个正式的判决，那么他很有可能是在城外被许多的见证人用乱石打死。
So we ask ourselves today, what can we learn from this passage?
我们问一下自己，我们从 这个经文能学到什么东西？
What significance does this have for us?
对我们有什么意义呢？
Bearing in mind the difficulties involved in drawing an appropriate application into our lives from a narrative text like this.
要记得要从这样一个叙事来制定我们生活中适当的应用程序是所涉及的困难。
So one of the difficulties is quite obvious that we Christians in Singapore, we don't face a direct persecution for our faith like Stephen did.
我们新加坡基督徒所面对的困难是我们没有像斯提凡一样面对这些逼害。
So last I checked, stoning on grounds of blasphemy is not allowed in Singapore.
我刚刚查过，因亵渎而遭实刑的在新加坡是不允许的。
So telling the local authorities that we saw a vision of Son of Man standing next to God might at most put us in IMH for a while.
要是我们告诉当局我们看见人子站在上帝旁边的这个意象，应该是会送我们去板桥。
We may experience some level of restraint in terms of evangelism.
我们在传福音方面可能遇到一些约束。
But we do understand the reasons for it.
但我们也能明白它的用意。
We live in a multi-racial, multi-religious society.
我们活在一个多元种族、多元宗教的社会。
And we must learn to respect people of different faith in Singapore.
我们必须尊重不同信仰的人。
I still believe that we have freedom of religion, freedom of worship, and freedom to share our faith in a non-coercive manner.
我相信我们仍然有那个宗教自由、崇拜自由和用非强制性的方式分享我们信仰的自由。
So contextually, we cannot identify with the situation that Stephen was in.
在处境上，我们无法和斯提凡取得共识。
But I think that we can still learn from this passage.
但我觉得我们还是可以从这段经文中学习到。
For one, we can learn to be faithful like Stephen did in times of persecution.
我们可以学习像斯提凡一样，在遭受迫害的时候保持信实。
We can learn from Stephen on how to respond to those who persecute us.
我们可以学在斯提凡身上学习到如何去应对那些逼害我们的人。
We can ask God to forgive those who persecute us.
我们可以祈求上帝原谅那些逼害我们的人。
And we learn to trust in God even though we are staring death in the face.
我们要学会在面对死亡的时候如何相信上帝。
We learn to commit our spirit peacefully and willingly to the Lord.
我们要学会平静和心甘情愿地把我们的灵魂交给上帝。
But this begs the question, what kind of persecution do we experience in Singapore?
这带出一个问题，我们在新加坡面临了什么样的逼害呢？
I believe that our persecution today cannot be seen with the naked eye.
我相信我们今天所受到的逼害是不能够用肉眼看得到的。
I see persecution as an attack of our faith.
我把逼害看成是对我们的信仰的攻击。
Today we face persecution on our core values as Christians.
今天我们基督徒的核心价值观面临那个逼害。
The fruit of the Spirit is under attack.
圣灵的结果实受到攻击。
Love, joy, peace.Forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、善良、信实、温柔、节制。
These are what is under persecution today.
这些是面对逼害的东西。
Today, our faith is being challenged every day.
今天我们的信心每一天都受到挑战。
One of my greatest challenges is how to remain Christian.While driving in Singapore,
我最大的挑战之一是如何在驾车的时候还做一个基督徒。
I was told by a foreigner recently that Singaporeans are generally nice people.
最近有一个外国人告诉我，新加坡人基本上还是很善良的。
Until you put them behind a driving wheel.
一直到他们开车。
Now it is not the black and the white matters that trouble us today.
不是那些明显直截了当的事会困扰我们。
It is the gray lines that is particularly challenging.
而是那些灰色地带具有挑战性。
Recently, I spent a considerable amount of time at a well-known Christian camera shop at Funan IT Mall.
最近我在一个著名的在富南中心著名相机店花了挺多时间。
The boss told me how difficult it was to conduct business in an honest and godly way.
那个老板告诉我要以诚实和虔诚的方式来营业是非常的困难。
So he told me about how a prominent high-ranking official in Singapore had bought a camera from him before.
他告诉我一个显著的新加坡高官曾跟他买了一个相机。
And came back a year after and asked for one-for-one exchange for it.
一年后他回来要求一对一换相机。
The camera shop boss refused him and he never came back.
那个老板拒绝了他，他从此再也没回来了。
So he asked me if he did the right thing.
他问我他是否做了正确的事。
I agreed that he did.
我同意他做了正确的事。
How do you respond to a customer who tries to cheat you or take advantage of you?
你会如何应对那些企图欺骗你的客？你会如何去应对那些企图欺骗你的客户呢？
Do you give in to their demands and hope to retain them as customers?
你会答应他们的要求，然后希望他们会再回来光顾吗？
Or refuse them and lose them forever?
或者是拒绝他们啊，就永远失去这个客户。
Christians today are not labeled by the cross we wear on our bodies.
今天的基督徒的标志不是单靠在我们身上带着那个十字架。
Christians are also not defined by self-declaration.
基督徒的也的定义也不是自我声明的。
Saying that you are a Christian does not mean that you are one.
你说你自己是基督徒并不代表你是。
Christians today must not only talk the talk, but walk the walk.
基督徒今天不能只是说说而已，必须行出来。
Are we prepared to walk the walk of being a Christian?
我们是否准备行出基督徒的样式出来呢？
Are we prepared to face death like Stephen for what we truly believe in?
我们能不能像斯蒂凡一样面对死亡的时候那个做好那个准备呢？
I hope that today's passage will continue to inspire us to be faithful and obedient to our Lord Jesus.
我希望今天的讯息将能够继续的激励我们忠实和顺从那上帝。
Who sits at the right hand of God watching over us as our King.
他坐在上帝的右边看着我们的王。
And in the day that we die, we all hope to see Jesus receive us like he did with Stephen.
在我们死的那天，我们都希望我们看到耶稣在那里迎接我们。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. The Lord, you have been faithful through all of history, through the lives of the Jews, through the lives of the martyrs, in history, Lord Father. From their death and their sacrifice, pray that, Lord Father, we learn to be more faithful and obedient to you. Pray that, Lord, we learn to trust in you. Pray that, Lord, we can have absolute assurance of your love for us, Lord. We pray for our church. We pray for those who are under persecution, not just in Singapore, but around the world that we hear so many stories of. We get angry when we hear of churches being burned. We get angry when we see injustice being happened in the world. 3 days later, we forget about it. Father, we pray that, Lord, you help us to constantly be reminded of the things that need to be done in this world. That, Lord, Father, let us also be reminded that you are sitting there in heaven on your throne, and you are our King, and you are in charge of restoring the world. Father, thank you for using us in your work to bring about your kingdom. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.